Country Bells and Belter Radio. Welcome to Stephanie Ryan, and thank you for joining me today, Stephanie.
Thank you for having me.
Well, the pleasure's all mine. Now, you're an artist that I've recently come across, so let's find out a little bit more about you, shall we?
Sure.
Okay, so first off, where did your love of music come from? Were you in a musical family at all?
Yes, actually, my mom was in a band way back before she had any of us kids. I'm one of three other kids. I have an older brother and two younger sisters, and we all sing. Mostly my sisters, my mother, and my grandmother, so it goes that far back.
Okay, so do you play any instruments, Stephanie?
I'm teaching myself how to play guitar, but I have always kind of leaned on musicians to kind of help me put the music that I have in my head to my lyrics and melodies.
Okay, so now you're a New York girl, aren't you? So what made you pick country as a genre?
I always gravitated towards country, even growing up, you know, listening to all of the amazing female country artists of the 90s, like Shania Twain and Faith Hill. And they really, you know, sparked my interest in country music and, you know, wanting to be a part of that. They always tell a story, the songs of country music, and that's something that always brought me to listen to it, because there's something about it.
So when did you discover you could actually write songs in?
I started writing back when I was 14. They probably weren't the best songs ever when you're just starting out, but, you know, you hone your craft as you get older and you have more to write about, of course, through different life experiences. And just listening to music and, you know, understanding song structure and how people are writing at the moment. Writing's changed over the years, so you just kind of pick it up and hope that you're writing something that somebody can gravitate towards and want to listen to.
Okay, so I see you auditioned for American Idol and The Voice at one point, didn't you? So what was your thought process for entering those?
So I started entering those contests when I was 16. I think it was one of the first few American Idols that started. And I wanted to be able to, you know, get my songs out there, get my voice out there. And it just seemed like an avenue that made sense. So my mom, God bless her, stood outside with me for 2 days. We even slept on the street, which is absolutely crazy to be doing in New York. But we slept right outside the Javits Center, waiting for my turn. And, you know, that started my want to try and be a part of those shows. And I tried out for American Idol 6 times. And The Voice, I tried out 3 times. And I tried out for a show called Nashville Star when that was on. And that I only tried once.
Is it a different process from all those different shows?
It's similar, but yes, it's very different. When I tried out for American Idol, you always go through a few different auditions before you get to like the show, but their way of going about that is different. You know, for American Idol, we waited online for a very, very, very long time. Usually you'd go pick up a bracelet and then, you know, day of you'd wait anywhere between, I don't know, 5 to 20 something hours to get seen.
Yeah,
the Voice,
process.
I think, yeah, The Voice learned from that, I think, because when I tried out for it, you signed up online and you had a time slot that you came, so you were spending max 7 hours.
Yeah, a lot better.
A lot better.
So how far did you get? Did you get anywhere?
So I didn't get anywhere on The Voice. American Idol, I got to the audition right before you would see the celebrity judges, and that's where I got cut.
Yeah, it's very competitive, isn't it?
Oh, yes. I mean, you have tens of thousands of people online, all wanting the same thing. Everybody singing at the same time. You know, you make a lot of friends. I've made a few friends on those lines, which is kind of nice. But, you know, everybody's trying to get to the same point and bring their love of music to someone to figure out if they, you know, have what it takes.
Okay,
it's definitely a crazy process.
It certainly is, yeah. Would you recommend doing it to any young artists coming up?
You know, I always think that it's good to have those experiences, and if you happen to make it far in them, go for it. I mean, why not? it gives you a platform that you can use to your advantage. And, you know, if you can do that, then kudos to you. You know, definitely go for it.
Okay, so back to yourself then, Stephanie. Is New York a good base for your music?
Everyone's always been telling me that I should, you know, be in Nashville because that's where country music is. But, you know, I'm just starting out and this is where I live. So I want to, you know, try and start a fan base here and see where that goes. I know that there are a lot of places in New York that love country music and they'll, you know, play it and people want to hear it. And I feel like country music right now has become so widespread that you should be able to do it anywhere. And I think you can.
Well, very much so. And I was chatting to Sarah Morgan. She was in Kansas City, and she said the best thing she did was actually stay in Kansas City.
Yeah, I can understand that. You know, everybody in Nashville is all doing the same thing, and I think maybe you have it's a big fish, small pond, small fish, big pond scenario. I think.
Yeah, it's very much so. As I say, Nashville is sort of you can get swallowed up in the crowd, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so when you perform live, then, Stephanie, do you have a regular band that play with you?
Yes, right now I do. There's five of us, sometimes four, it depends. I've got, you know, electric guitar and acoustic, so that's one person. We've got bass, pedal steel, drums, and once in a while we have a fiddle.
That must add a different aspect to your songs.
Oh yeah, it does. It definitely does. And our fiddle player's great.
Okay, do you have a favorite venue you like to perform at?
So I've only performed at one so far. I actually had my EP release party, I think, 2 weeks ago now. And that went amazing. Everybody loved the music and, you know, the venue was really cool. It had the stage, the lights, you know, it's an intimate atmosphere. So that really, you know, worked in our benefit. And I'm playing there actually next week again. So that's going to be really, really fun. And we're doing a whole set. A bunch of originals, but also a few covers.
Yeah, do you like slipping a few covers in? How do you pick your cover songs? Songs you particularly like?
Songs that I like, but songs that, you know, people have liked over the years and want to listen to, they know the lyrics of.
Yeah, so I can join in with you.
Yeah, you know, not everyone's going to know my music just yet, so to be able to share my music with people who also like other genres and want to listen to other music as well. You kind of give them everything they want, you know?
Yeah. So you're an unsigned artist then, Stephanie, aren't you?
I'm unsigned right now, yes.
So what do you see as the biggest challenge for you as an unsigned musician? Is it just getting your music out there or funding it?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of all of the above. Funding it, of course, you know, record companies don't do it like they used to. So you're not getting a lot of money from that, but it definitely does help. And, you know, getting my music out there to, you know, a wider scope of people is definitely a challenge. But, you know, social media helps a lot with that.
Jay, do you rely on social media a lot?
I'm regularly on social media, actually. I have, you know, pretty much every platform. I don't have Twitter. But I have everything else.
Yeah, Twitter's the one I live on, funny enough. I seem to use that more for music than anything else.
I try not to get consumed, you know, there's so many different platforms that you can use, and I try to link everything to one, so they're all getting the same information, but depending on which one you're on, you can, you know, receive the same stuff. For me, it's like, having all of those, you could spend hours and hours and hours of your life on it, and I want to be spending those doing other things.
Yeah, quite right. I know some people sort of hire sort of PR managers to sort of sort it all out for them, don't they?
Yes, you know, when I get to that point, maybe, but for right now, it's just me.
Okay, so your excellent debut EP, which we've been featuring here on Country Bells, did you use a Kickstarter?
Yes, thank you, guys.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Did you use a Kickstarter or a pledge scheme to fund that, or did you fund it yourself?
I mostly funded it myself, but I did use a Kickstarter to kind of offset a little bit of the cost. And mostly that went to finishing the album. I paid for everything out of pocket, the musicians, the studio time, you know, all the production people. I paid for all that myself and then used the Kickstarter money to, you know, finish it, getting it to mastering and making sure it was where I wanted it to be before I, you know, put it out to the public.
How long did it take you to complete the project?
Well, I started writing about 2.5 years ago, very seriously, like diligently writing songs and trying to figure out which ones I would want to put on an EP, because I knew I couldn't afford to do a whole album. So doing an EP seemed like the best way for me to get at least a bit of my music out there. So we got together and started recording in March of this year. And then we finished everything right at the end of September. And then I launched it in October.
Do you work with co-writers at all, Stephanie, or do you do it all yourself?
I do write with co-writers. On this particular album, I wrote with a guy named Kevin Tatoyan. He has his own cover band, and he's been in the music scene for a really long time. So I brought my music, my, you know, lyrics and melodies to him, and we worked together on, you know, putting the music together and changing anything to make it more relatable if my lyrics were a little bit off. And it's been a fun process, you know, working with other people, especially people who've been in the business for a long time. They have an insight that you just don't have. So it's really nice to be able to learn from them.
Yeah, and bounce ideas off them as well.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get behind the songs on your EP in a little while. So would you like to introduce one of them to play at this point?
Sure, that'd be awesome.
Okay, take your pick.
All right. Guys, Country Bells Radio, we're going to play for you Whiskey Regret by me.
Whiskey regret. Whiskey regret. Whiskey regret.
Ryan, and we just heard her lovely song there, Whiskey Regret. So what was that song all about, Stephanie?
That song is about, you know, going out and I think everybody can probably relate to this, but going out, maybe having a few too many drinks and not remembering what you did the night before.
Yeah, I think we've all done that.
Yeah.
Okay, another one of your songs that I particularly like is called Ride With Me.
So that's one of my favorites.
So what was that one all about?
That one is about, you know, going on a journey, traveling and taking somebody with you that you want to come along for the ride, and just having experiences. That was actually one of the first songs that we recorded for the EP. They're actually all in order of how we recorded them. So we started with Ride With Me and, you know, went down the line of the songs that we recorded, and we put them on the CD that way.
Okay, another one that's it's quite good. It's called Runaway, isn't it? And I mm-hmm. see you got a few links to YouTube page on your website as well, haven't you?
Yes, I do.
But you haven't actually got a proper video to go with them yet, have you?
No, not yet. You know, we just recorded the EP release party, so I'm going to have the live videos to be able to share with people, and then I'm going to be doing a video for one of the songs, which I'm not going to tell you which, and that should be out in the next few months.
Yeah, so video work is sort of part and parcel of the music thing now, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I've heard from a lot of people, and I see online all the time that, you know, music videos really bring that extra element to a song to give it the visual story.
Yeah, it takes a lot of working out. I've heard artists say sometimes they're very hard work, and others say they're really good fun, but it's definitely worth doing, I think.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm hoping it's going to be really good fun.
I did speak to one artist who really looked like she was having a blast in her video. She was dancing around by this river. But she said the dancing was actually to get away from the mosquitoes that were trying to bite her.
Oh. I've got to see that. Got to check out those moves.
So, yeah, it's all sorts of things. And I also spoke to a British artist who actually did a music video with a friend running behind of a mobile phone in London.
Oh, wow.
So she said she didn't have the money to do a proper shoot. So they come up with that, and it did work.
Well, you know what? Honestly, the cameras on your phone are so good these days that you don't necessarily need to be shelling out thousands of dollars to make a video for something.
That's quite right. Okay, so now we're coming up to Christmas, and Stephanie, have you ever thought about writing any Christmas songs?
I have, actually, and I've been working on a few, and I'm hoping actually next year to, you know, put out either maybe a single or two or a small EP of Christmas songs, both original and some of the great ones.
Okay, 2018 seems to have been quite a good year for you with your EP and that coming out. So what do you have planned for 2019? You got tours, new music, or anything else coming out?
Well, I'm always writing, so I'm hoping to have some new music by the summer to come out. But right now I want to, you know, really focus on this EP, get it out to as many people as I can, shop it around, see if, you know, anybody wants to pick it up and do a full-length record, which would be amazing. Or my plan is to put out another EP in the summertime. So that'll be a lot more, you know, fun summer songs that people can, you know, play on the beach and have a good time listening to. I'm hoping for next year also to be playing a lot of different venues, you know, throughout New York, Connecticut, maybe Massachusetts. I'm planning to go to Nashville in January, just to network and meet some people. Then hopefully I can get a little bit of a band together there and play a few places. That'd be nice.
So it's a lot of work in progress for you then, Stephanie.
Very much so. But all fun.
Absolutely. Have you got a venue that appears on your bucket list that one day you would really like to perform at?
Bucket list. That would be the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville. I would absolutely love to play there. That would be a dream. But also, I would love to play Madison Square Garden because it's right where I live, and that would be, you know, one of the quintessential I made it moments.
Absolutely, yeah. Two iconic venues.
Yeah.
Which I've never been to either, so.
Well, I've been there, I just haven't been on the stage.
Okay, so where can people find your music, then, Stephanie?
Well, they can find it on my website, www.stephanieryan.com. I also have SoundCloud, Facebook. Let's see, where else would it be? Apple Music, Amazon Music, iTunes. You know, any music platform that you can find music on, I submitted my music to. So I'm hoping that people can kind of find it anywhere. You know, Spotify has it. Pretty much any platform. I kind of threw it out there to kind of catch as many people as I could.
Yeah, what's your sort of view on music streaming?
From what I hear, it's kind of unfortunate for artists because they don't make very much from streaming. I do have to say that for me, being a listener, streaming is awesome because you can listen to a lot of different music at one time on your phone, and it populates things that you might like. And, you know, from that perspective as a listener, I think it's great. As an artist, I haven't figured that out yet. but I'm sure, you know, getting your music out there in any way is amazing. And obviously we all want to make money and make a living off of it. But at the beginning, you kind of just have to take a little bit of a hit and put it out there and hope that it, you know, catches fire.
Okay, Stephanie, is there anything else you'd like to tell us here at Country Bells and Belter Radio about your music?
I just want to let everybody know to, you know, keep in touch, keep posting about it, you know, listen to it. I love feedback. Please, anytime, any platform, send me some feedback on what you like, don't like. I'm just happy to have it out there finally and have people listen to it and like it. I'm just really, you know, proud of this project. And I'm, you know, hoping everybody enjoys the music. And I can't thank you guys enough for playing it. I'm glad I'm in the UK.
Well, the pleasure's all ours, Stephanie. So would you like to introduce one of your songs to conclude the interview?
Sure. This next song is Runaway by me, Stephanie Ryan. I hope you enjoy it.
There's a storm rolling in today. It's gonna catch me if I run away. I get lost sometimes, running through my mind. Hear the thunder down that old dirt road. Hear the echoes burning in my soul. Oh, I can't breathe. Need to be set free. Pacing through the dust, through the tears and memories of us. I'm a runaway. Feel the rain crashing over me. Take a swig of that old Tennessee. All those wasted years wash away my fears. I count the miles in between. What's left behind and what could be. Run from the past, but going on.